it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Hey, welcome to Thursday's show. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
Hey, look at us. Well, where do we start on a Thursday? Sometimes I come in and people like saying stuff about me on the internet. A minute ago, someone was talking about my nickname. You know they call me, right?
Oh, yeah. Country music's youngest historian.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure, but okay.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On this day in country music.
Glen Campbell landed his first number one country song with...
What, Rhinestone Cowboy?
Like a rhinestone cowboy.
Jam.
It was his first ever number one after having 13 top 40 hits.
Wow.
I think of Glen Campbell as a country artist. I know he played in the record. But I think of him as a country artist.
Oh, yeah, singing these songs right here.
It came out at a time when his career had gone flat. He had a TV show. It had been canceled. Acting gigs dried up. Hadn't had a hit in a long time.
And
then Rhinestone Cowboy comes out.
Like a rhinestone cowboy.
Come on. He died last year at the age of 81. Really great documentary. Well, that starts off the day. For all you youngsters out there, that's what I do this for. Morgan, number two, you know about Glen Campbell?
I know him, but I'm not really familiar with that song.
Mm. You should know. You're from Kansas, right?
Yeah.
Mm.
Wichita Lineman. Check that one out.
I do know that one.
You do know that one.
I know that one.
Okay.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymundo. In Japan, there was a powerful 6.6 magnitude earthquake that struck. It did a lot of damage. That was just hours after the typhoon hit. In other news, a plane landed at JFK in New York from Dubai, and passengers and crew were sick. Some were hospitalized. Luckily, it was just a flu. Everybody is okay. And finally, tons of rain from Tropical Storm Gordon in the South and Midwest. Flood warnings and watches are in effect. Be careful on those roads.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Like talking about this a whole lot because I think some listeners got irritated at me last week, but someone was parked in my parking spot.
I know,
let me bring in our photographer for a second, because this is a guy who works in our building, and he's the one who sent the video.
Ooh.
And I was given my parking spot at work, and Zach Massey's walked in the studio. Hey, Zach.
Hey.
So you saw someone parked in my parking spot.
Oh yeah.
Do you know who it was?
I think so.
Do they work in the building?
Yes.
Let me know.
Should I feel upset about this or no?
Again, you're talking, if you're asking me, I'm the person that was like, when it's not your work hours, if you're not here and you're not coming back up to the building, then someone should be able to park in your spot.
They don't know when Bobby is coming back to the building.
Oh my
Bobby
gosh.
Is always working, and you let them know there needs to be a company-wide email now that says, listen, I know you
there
think
was
it's
one.
No, right. You think we were playing, we saw someone park there.
He's like, another email.
Zach Massey's in here. What do you think, Zach?
So it gets worse.
Oh.
So someone else in the building replied to my Instagram post this morning with, nope, and it won't be tomorrow either. Last time we checked, he leaves at 10.
Oh.
So,
well, that's not true. You don't
I'm going to your Instagram.
10.
I'm going to see who this is.
No, they sent it to me a DM. So.
Oh.
Oh, that was it. They slid into your DMs with that? Okay.
Should I feel...
Yeah.
Like,
I got some.
There's some people that are probably this confirms that there's people in the building that are bitter.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that we can go and lay on their desk and do whatever because last I checked, you don't get here till 9. You know what I'm saying? Like, office is my office till you get here.
Let me say this: it did not bother me really until he just read that message where someone's like, "Hey, you know what? I try not to let little things bother me. I'm not letting little things bother me."
Oh, this is bothering me.
I mean, and listen, I'm not the biggest fan of the whole parking spot thing anyways, but that DM bothers me. Like, don't mess with Bobby. That's rude.
What do you mean you're not a fan of the parking spot?
I'm just, because it's weird. The sign and the weirdness. And
Lunchbox gave me the sign.
And I can't even park in it when you're out of town. Like, it's a whole thing.
I tell you what, you can.
Oh.
Okay?
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So
that's all.
Oh, so now she's a fan of it, see?
No. I'm just, obviously, listen. We're sort of just joking, Lunchbox, but I don't like that people are messing with it. Because, I mean,
it's with you.
Yeah, she did. That's okay. I'm still mad about this person. That DM says there's no respect and they don't care.
I don't know that I deserve the respect. But again, whenever I signed a new contract, what I would really like is my own parking spot. I come to work and sometimes there's nowhere to park. That's all. There's nowhere to park.
I feel like it was just fun for you to see if you could get it.
Well, that's part of it, too.
And you got it.
But I got it.
Boy. But last I checked, he leaves at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Who was it? Zach, tell me. Who was it?
Tell her off the air.
Hey, right now, right now.
No, don't off the air. All right, listen.
I just want to know.
I'm not upset about it. Lunchbox and Eddie are Amy's and kind of.
Well, yeah, now I'm a little irritated because that's like.
You can text us. Text Bobby to 26229. How you feel about this?
We're like passing notes.
Oh, disrespectful, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah. What should I do if it's in the spot?
Ooh, man. I'm Toad.
Okay.
Toad. I mean, you want to. I'll show you who leaves at 10. Toe them.
Okay. Wait, everybody's making faces because they can read the note.
Oh, boy.
Oh, you know who it is?
Oh, I know who it is.
Oh, boy.
Okay, boy.
Enough. I saw this thread on Twitter. People were debating over the overall best year in film history.
Ooh.
Now I know much about it except I started looking through it. And there are some really fantastic movie years where a lot of great movies came out. So what I'm going to do is I will give you the four movies. Tell me what year they all came out. Same year.
Okay.
Write your answer down.
Simple.
This was a massive year. Forrest Gump, Pulp Fiction, The Lion King, and Shawshank Redemption all come out the same year.
Oh.
In for the win.
Forrest Gump, Pulp Fiction, The Lion King, and Shawshank Redemption. They all came out the same year.
Wow.
Which is probably, I use this one first, probably the best movie in history, movie year for me. Amy?
1993.
Lunchbox?
It's an even number. It's either 92 or 94. I got 94.
Eddie?
It's an odd number, 97.
The answer is 1994. Lunchbox.
Woo!
Okay. Wow. Lunchbox won. What year did all these movies come out? Avatar, The Hangover, The Blind Side, and 500 Days of Summer.
Mm.
Boy, I loved Avatar. And
that was terrible.
Avatar 2, it's been 10 years. And
never seen it.
I put on the 3D glasses, watched the little blue people. I thought it was cool. The Hangover, which is fantastic. The Blind Side, which is fantastic. And 500 Days of Summer.
I'm in for the win.
I'm in.
Amy?
I'm in 2008.
Lunchbox?
2008.
Eddie?
08.
Ooh, nobody's right.
No!
It's 2009.
Oh, you said it'd been 10 years.
We were so close, guys.
Okay, how about this one? The Matrix.
Oh, terrible.
You didn't like The Matrix?
I've only seen half of it. I jumped in halfway.
I left. I think I either fell asleep or left the movie theater.
Oh, one of the best movies made in our lifetime.
Yeah.
As far as going, oh my God.
I just remember the bullet trick where the guy goes down and the bullet goes over his face.
That's not what they were supposed to remember.
Yeah, that's what I remember.
It's about, whatever.
Okay, keep going. The Matrix.
And the guy's name is Neo. That's all I remember.
The Matrix, The Sixth Sense.
Ooh.
When I walked to that theater, I was like, oh my God.
Ooh.
I can't believe that happened. American Pie.
Oh!
Okay.
And The Green Mile.
Okay.
All those came out the same year.
I'm in for the win.
Yeah, I'm in.
Amy?
1999.
Lunchbox?
2000.
Eddie?
1999.
The answer is 1999.
Yeah! We're on the board, Amy!
Yeah, sudden death. Everyone's a winner. We're tied right now. Yell the year.
Oh, yelling.
I'm going to read one movie. You can yell, but if you yell, you're done.
Oh, okay.
Okay. The first movie is Wedding Crashers. Came out in this year. If you want to yell the year, you can. Go ahead.
I'd like to know another movie.
The second movie is Hitch.
Ooh, I've seen that one.
Okay. Yell your name if you want to buzz in here. The third movie from this year, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
That's Johnny Depp.
And the fourth movie and final movie is Brokeback Mountain.
Lunchbox!
Lunchbox, go ahead.
That would be 2004!
Show me 2004.
Yeah.
No.
I get Eddie.
Eddie.
2003.
Show
Give
me 2003! Amy for the win.
Oh my goodness.
2006.
No, it's 2005. You guys just jumped all out. You know what? Because of that, everybody's a loser.
Yeah,
everybody's a loser.
I was closest without going over.
No, that's not a thing. This is not Price is Right. How about Jurassic Park?
1990.
No, 1993.
Three.
Well, you know what? We had fun. How about that?
It's a great game.
We just chalk it up to having fun.
Yeah.
Everybody good with that?
And we're all winners.
And we're all winners. Yay! Yeah, there we go.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
It's the 30-second skinny.
Thomas Rhett is releasing a deluxe version of his album, Life Changes. It will be out on September 21st. Kelsea Ballerini is also releasing a deluxe version of her album, Unapologetically. It will have one new song and a new collaboration. Tim McGraw wrote a song with songwriter Lori McKenna called Gravity, and it's for a documentary called Free Solo. Here's a clip.
Gravity will lie to you, lie
Spalding's wife, Brittany, compared her baby bump to a beer belly. She posted a photo on Instagram with the caption, "The perks of my hubby having vintage tees big enough to cover my does she drink too much bump stage." I'm Morgan number two, and that's the skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
This guy named Seth was working at a gas station, and he saw an interaction between a woman who's going through a difficult time and a police officer, and he takes it and puts it on his Facebook page. The guy at the gas station writes that an elderly woman bought gas using $3 in change while an officer was just in line behind her to get some potato chips and some water, and he overheard the amount. He says the officer goes outside and tells the woman to wait in her car. He then pumps the gas for her, talks to her, wants to hear her story. She then explains that her husband died recently. She's been trying to pay all the bills on her own, but has fallen behind. That's when the officer went inside the store, bought her $20 in gas to help her out, and then talked to her more afterward. And he doesn't even know what else he did for her. But he said that he just...
Wow.
Yeah, it was just him seeing this. And he doesn't even know the end of the story. He doesn't know what he... But he came back in and was like, hey, I got you. At least right now, I got you. So, yeah, I love that story. And shout out to all our police officers out there making a difference. I think it's more humans than it is. That's all the things right there. So I like that one.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Fairbanks, Alaska. Two men were arrested after they broke into a shop and stole $19,000 worth of goods. Only problem is one of them was out on bail and had an ankle monitor from the court, and it put him right there at the crime scene. Mm. GPS, beep, beep, beep.
Yeah, that'll get you, huh? That'll get you.
Oh, I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
Show.
Hey, we're going to play a game called Guess That Sound. But instead of saying that, I'd like to say, let's play the game, Guess That Sound! Yeah. Let me bring on our three competitors. To my left, my longtime co-host, dearest friend, Amy, everybody!
Yeah. Hey, hey, hey!
Yeah. The guy who's been the longest member of the show, other than myself. He was a delivery driver at Jason's Deli when we met. Give it up for a brand new dad of one baby, Lunchbox!
Feeling good, looking good. What up?
And the oldest member of the Bobby Bone Show.
Oh, boy, what a title.
Yes. We met back when he was producing a local television show. Give it up for Eddie,
Hey!
Video producer. Okay, I'll play you a sound. It's a classroom sound, okay?
Just okay. Yeah.
Whatever. Here you go. Name that sound. Guess that sound. Sound number one. All right. Did everybody hear that? Everybody good? I'm
going to
play one more time. Guess the sound. All right.
I'm in for the win.
Okay, I'm in.
Oh.
Going over to Amy first. Amy, guess that sound.
Gosh, I know it's writing, but I don't know how specific I need to be, if that's chalk or a marker.
Come on. You can do it.
I feel like it's writing. A marker is writing.
Incorrect. Lunchbox.
No, that gives me the chills. I can't do it. It's writing with a pencil, and it's not mechanical pencil. It's a regular pencil.
Okay. Pencil writing. Show me.
Yeah.
Oh, what? It's
writing with a pencil.
Hey.
Wow.
Sound number two.
Guess that sound.
That's right. These are all classroom sounds. Guess that sound, number one. Here we go.
I'm in for the win.
I'm in.
Let's go over to contestant number one, Amy. What do you have over there?
That is scissors cutting paper.
Scissors cutting paper. Show me scissors. Correct.
Okay.
Lunchbox.
I have cutting paper with scissors.
Oh. Eddie.
I have cutting construction paper with scissors.
Hey-oh.
No, he does not have with scissors written down.
Ooh. What else would you cut
scissors,
it with?
A knife? A butter knife?
Stop it.
I'm sorry, Eddie.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you notice how he paused and goes, with scissors?
I needed scissors.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, guess that sound.
Sound number three, everyone. Here we go.
Yeah, it's a tough one. Everybody hear that one?
Right. Yeah, I'm in.
Funny thing about Amy, when she listens, she puts her face closer to my face. Like, it's going to do anything for the
What's
sound.
What's that?
She leans way into me. Yeah. Guess that sound, Amy.
Typing.
Lunchbox.
Hunting and pecking on a keyboard.
Elden. Typing on a computer.
Yeah.
That was not a typewriter.
I'll take them all. You're all right. What's the score?
Lunchbox 3.
Yeah, everyone else too.
Let's do one final one. Lunch, if you get it, you're the winner.
If you get it, you're the winner.
Mom, the salad one. Here we are.
Back to school.
It's my game show voice, dude.
Oh. I like it.
Here we go.
I'm in.
Oh my gosh.
I'm in for the win.
Oh my gosh.
She named that.
I'm in.
All right. Amy?
Printer.
Lunchbox.
Paper coming out of the printer.
Eddie?
Xerox machine.
Lunchbox, you are the winner. Can identify a sound from a classroom.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah. Hello, Mason in Vegas. What's going on?
Good morning.
Hey, appreciate you calling. What can I do for you?
I just wanted to see, with summer slowly coming to a close, what you guys thought the song of the summer was.
Well, that's a good question. What do you think the song of the summer was, Mason?
I don't know. Maybe something like Tequila or like Meant to Be.
Look at that. Well, I've picked my three here. At number three for Song of the Summer, as this is the official end of summer list, because I speculated through the summer. At number three, officially, Brett Young, Mercy. If you're gonna break my heart, kind of a sleeper. But come on, when it comes on. And if you're gonna take my
heart, just take it. Nailed it.
Not even sure how the words go exactly, but I love it. That's number three, Song of the Summer. Number two, Meant to Be. If it's meant to be. And the only reason this wasn't considered for number one is because this is for way pre-summer, too.
Oh, yeah.
This song's been the jam for so long. But that's number two. So won't you ride with me, ride with still the jam. If it comes on, I still turn it up. If it's meant to be, it'll be. And the number one song of the summer officially is Dan and Shay, Tequila. When I taste tequila. Mason, you pretty much nailed it, dude. We're the same person.
Nice.
Yeah, that's what I think too. Finally, somebody else. Yeah, Tequila just came. It's just been such a monster song. It's crossing over to pop now. And it's their first song to ever do that. FGL's been so big for so long. I mean, Cruz crossed over to pop. If they can get Nelly on this song, it'd be all good. It's close. That Florida Georgia Line song is so good. But I'm going to go Dan and Shay, Tequila. This song should be in the running for Song of the Year. And Dan and Shay, arguably, should be up and maybe even win that Duo of the Year at the CMAs.
That'd be cool.
I mean, it's so strong with Brothers Osborne, FGL, and Dan and Shay. But this could be the year Dan and Shay does it. So that's my pick as Song of the Year, Tequila, and Song of the Summer. Amy, anything I missed in your mind?
No, I mean, I was going to go Meant to Be.
Yes.
Yeah. And then Tequila, obviously, is amazing. You're right about the timing on that.
I'd also throw up there in the old not country world. Right, psycho, Post Malone, Psycho. Can't really trust nobody with all this jewelry on you. My roof look like listen to Post Malone at all, Mason?
Not a lot, but a little bit when you guys play him.
I think you'd like it. I do, even if you're, you know, just hardcore country. Post Malone doesn't really have it didn't really fit anywhere, which is what's awesome about him. Yeah. Hey, man, appreciate the call.
Thank you, guys. All have right. a good morning.
See you, buddy. Hey, know that I've been with. There you have it. The official Song of Summer list is now closed. I have closed it. Move on with your lives, everyone. Bobby Bone, come on. We get so many weird requests for a song that I just kind of made up on the fly. Remember Dan and Shay, Tequila? Everybody remembers that song, right? Let's go. You know, when I taste tequila. Well, I kind of sang When I Taste Chipotle one morning. Remember that, Amy? It was terrible.
Yeah, it was so good. I liked it, though.
Well, it's about to be terrible. Eddie and I are going to try it together. So I'll do the first part of it.
Yeah, you do the verses.
And then we'll sing the chorus. We've never practiced this, by the way. Ever.
That's kind of how we roll, though.
Yeah.
When I walk into the lobby, a wave just hits my body. I see a long line, I'm hungry. Artwork that's funky. Some tin on the walls and I'm fine, I'm fine. But when I taste Chipotle, no Chipotle, in the guacamole, I ain't even fit in my favorite t-shirt. I eat so much that it hurts. A farm fresh avocado with that hand-picked cilantro. Swear I'm not a Bible baby, I would stay away. I remember how much I weigh. When I taste Chipotle. Taste Chipotle.
When I.
Let's do the bridge.
Cause I'm super full of super.
Okay, alright. We ain't quite good that time.
Man,
Eddie goes into the real song.
How do you do that? I'm a super fool.
No, dude. You ain't got there yet.
Okay. Man, I got tricked on that tequila part.
That's not the song. The song's Chipotle. When I taste tequila. Remember, it's Chipotle. Another day, we'll try it again.
Do you like those background vocals, though?
When I.
Yeah.
Okay.
When I taste good. Chipotle.
When I.
Yeah, yeah. And the guacamole. I can't even fit my favorite t-shirt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Eat so much that it hurts.
There's something there.
There's something there. What do you think, Aime?
I mean, I think it sounds pretty good. Yeah, I love it.
Let's give it another week.
I mean, guys, this is the work tape. You experienced
the work tape. What you guys are hearing here is the... Yeah, it's good.
Come on! It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
A mom and dad in Tampa were driving home from the doctor's appointment with their 11-day-old daughter when they were hit. Car flips over.
Wow.
And they crash into a pond upside down.
Oh, my goodness.
The car that hit them keeps driving. Lucky some bystanders jump out of their moving van, go, flip the car over, break the windshield, and pull the family of three out of the
SUV. You gotta be kidding me.
SUV.
Woo! Can you believe that? The car hits a... That whole story is crazy. And also, a car's in the water, so you can actually move it a bit.
Yes.
And not as heavy. And they busted the windows.
Broke the windshield.
Man.
That's insane.
It's heroic, too, because you're also risking your life by jumping into water. That's a good one. Wow.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, what's happening, guys? You know, you get on your phone, you're always tinking around, trying to find stuff to do. There's a lot of games, a lot of apps out there. But I'll say this, there's only one Best Fiends. And if you're like me, you're tired of the same old apps on your phone. And let me recommend to you the puzzle game Best Fiends. There's a ton, they've been saying infinite amount of challenging puzzles, thousands of levels to play, and tons of characters to collect. It's the perfect game to play whenever you want. You can play with family, friends, by yourself. Either way, you won't get bored. And you won't be using your thumb, going, there's nothing to do on my phone. The best part, you can even play without internet connection, so you can play literally anytime, anywhere. Morgan, number two, plays it before the show starts. I catch myself playing Best Fiends just all the time, sitting somewhere, play some Best Fiends. Give it a try, and you can tell me where you catch yourself playing Best Fiends. Download Best Fiends for free on the App Store or Google Play today. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends, and you can be part of the club.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up. Come on, Bobby.
Over to Aime now with the Morning Corny. Give us that joke.
The Morning Corny.
How did the carpenter do on his construction exam?
How did the carpenter do on his construction exam?
He nailed it.
Come on, that's a good one. Come on. Come on.
That was the Morning Corny.
Hey, let's go around the room real quick and do some updates. Aime, update us on the dog you were fostering, and then it got sick. And then you thought about adopting it, but it got so sick you had to send it away to the doctor.
Right. We're getting the dog.
You are getting the dog?
Yes, we're going to get the dog.
Wow. But
yeah. So, but because of our travel schedules, my dad's cancer treatment schedules, and me needing to be with him, we actually... we were the original foster family, and we have now found a family to foster him or foster her while she gets better, since she needs a lot of attention. And we found someone willing to do that till she heals, and then we can return back home and we'll have a dog.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're just listening for the first time, Aime's kids wanted a dog. And so she fostered a dog just to see how the kids would do. They loved it. Then all of a sudden, the dog got really sick because it had some conditions before Aime got the dog. Sent it away to the doctor. It got healthy. Now they're keeping the dog. It's coming back home. That's a great story.
Yeah, it's going to take a couple weeks, but yeah.
Lunchbox, my update from you. Give us the latest on Baby Box age, weight, how Baby Box is doing.
Baby Box is, 7 weeks old, weighing 8 pounds, 2 ounces. And according to the Google, he can now see 12 inches in front of his face, and he's starting to recognize faces, and he can hold his stare for 10 seconds. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, so a kid can only see 12 inches in front of their face?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, at first, they can only see, everything's just blurry. They just see kind of colors and light, and they don't see much. But now, after 7 weeks, he is starting to be able to recognize a little bit of your face, and he can look at you for 10 seconds, which is amazing. And he doesn't get distracted. So, yeah, Baby Box is growing like a weed. 8 pounds, 2 ounces. I mean, woo! Let me tell you. He's fat. He's got fat cheeks.
Do you see yourself in him?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you do.
I see. He has my hair. I mean, the way when I was born, my hair was sticking straight up, and his hair looks just like mine whenever we give him a bath. And his face looks like me.
You like it?
Oh, man, it's crazy. It's awesome. It is awesome.
Amy's got the dog.
I got the baby.
Lunchbox got the
baby. Bobby's got the girl.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, Bobby, let's talk about your girl.
Quite the update.
There is,
Oh, sorry. Bobby had a girl over to watch 2 movies. So it had to be either one night or multiple nights or multiple days. And so they kind of met through DM on Instagram where they
started. You don't know any of that. And that's not all accurate. All that
you're
taking broken stories from all different places.
Oh.
You're making up a story.
Fake news,
and that's
man.
Fine. You can run with that. But here is an update on my dating life.
That's what I wanted to know.
I'm not dating anyone, really.
Cool. Okay.
It's not two. I just mean, okay, like, I'm okay. Not,
I was like, okay, all right.
I mean, there's been something new kind of come into my life, and that's just where it is right now.
Okay.
But it's not anything that I would define as anything.
This is the first
we're
time.
We're spending some time together.
Okay.
A lot of time. Yeah, a bit.
Oh.
Yeah, go ahead.
Have there been any exchanges of spit?
What? Y'all spit each other's
mouths?
Why
would you just not ask if you've kissed?
Right.
And because
I was trying to keep it generic, yo.
Generic.
What does that mean?
Like trying to, you know, say.
You know, I'm going to, again, not. I've given you enough for today.
That's it? That's all we get?
No. I gave you a lot there. It's just so nothing that I don't want to say it's something that's not.
I mean, all you said is you could be dating more than one girl.
I did. That's not true.
Yeah.
I said, all of that was false again.
That's not true. That's not what I said. Amy knows.
Yeah. Yes.
That's all. And so.
That's all that matters.
No, she just would tell me if I were leading you guys the wrong way. There's been something new kind of percolating a bit. We're working it out. What's up?
Oh, she percolated for you?
Oh, my goodness.
All right.
Y'all swap spit.
Do you spit in each other's mouth?
What?
Well, do you do a hawker?
Y'all tongue wrestling?
Did you lick that thing in the back of her throat? Okay, are we good on updates?
I can use a little more from you.
Yeah, no,
not today. Another day.
All right, we're good.
We'll see how it goes. Soon enough. Then, like, who knows? Next week, next couple weeks, 3 weeks, more and more comes out slowly.
All right. Bobby Bone,
come on. All right, finally the segment you've been waiting on. Yesterday on the show, we were talking about Amy loses things all the time, and they miraculously re-show back up in her life. Her phone, her wallet, anything. Computer. It goes 1,000 miles away, and then she gets it back. Yesterday, it happened again. Left her wallet on a Southwest flight. They call and said, "We found your wallet." And Amy does right in the world. That being said, and I probably approached it a little quickly yesterday morning, and I go, ooh, I don't know if I should talk about this, but it's been cleared now. But Amy, how long had your kid? By the way, Amy has 2 adopted children. They have been in America 8 months or so from Haiti. Is that about right?
Yes, that's right.
And how long had they been in America whenever this next event happened?
A week, maybe.
A week. They were just here. They were stunned by the cold. They were stunned by all the America.
Yeah.
They
knew was their orphanage in Haiti, and then they were in a new country, a new home, a new neighborhood, like everything. No boundaries, no walls up. You know, at the orphanage, there's walls and a gate, and like you don't leave there really. So there's a little bit of freedom, and you know, I don't know. I thought that they were playing. We did go outside, and I thought they understood, like, stay right here, but yeah, completely ran off. And thought that they went into the neighborhood and really honestly couldn't tell which direction they went. And between me and our nanny at the time and my husband, three adults, the kids were lost.
And so you
we
guys
had
went
no idea.
Yelling Whoa. Down through the neighborhood, right?
Yeah. We were on foot, in car, calling people, driving around. My heart was pounding. I was mortified. Didn't know where they would end up. Oh, by the way, now they speak English. But at this point, the English was so minimal that if someone did find them, I don't even know what they would say. Like, they would have to get a Creole translator. I mean, in my mind, I'm thinking they can't communicate. What if someone took them? I don't even know where they are. And I was thinking, I don't know, will I go to jail for this? Like, I'm on the radio. Like, this is going to make the news. Amy yeah. from the Bobby Bone Show
lost her kids.
All the scenarios are running through my mind. Obviously, their life and safety is the number one concern. But then the laundry list that follows that is like, I'm going down and this is not going to look good.
How long did you search for the kids?
I would have to ask Callie and Ben what their recollection is. Because to me, it felt like hours, but it was probably 30 minutes.
Oh,
But again, Amy's two kids. They don't know America. They're lost.
They've been here a week.
They've been here a week. They're 10 and 7 years old.
Yeah.
They've been here a week. No English.
Oh, man.
No English. No, they don't know where they are. They don't know anything. I'm freaking out. So we're running. I mean, obviously, then we were like, okay, we're not finding them anywhere in the neighborhood. We're dividing and conquering. We're yelling inside the house. Where have they gone? Nothing, nothing, nothing. And then finally, we look in the attic of our house. And they're in the attic.
Oh my goodness.
And like, I don't even know. I mean, it was the best feeling ever, but I didn't even know they knew how to access the attic. Now they did run a lap around the neighborhood on foot, but then came back in the back door of the house where nobody saw them. And then of course we did a run through of the house multiple times, but never the attic for whatever reason. And yeah, and they were just giggling like, hey, hide and seek, we got you.
What is so bad is we always joked like, oh, Amy, you're going to lose your kids one day. Mm-hmm. And oh my, I cannot.
But they came back. That's the point. Yes. Everything comes back to Amy.
Bobby Bone Show.
Amy and I were having a conversation about the sleep stuff called Sleep Psalm. Is that what it's called, Morgan number two?
Psalm Sleep.
We're going to do this now with Morgan. What do 24-year-olds
care about? It's a drink that's supposed to put you to sleep in 30 minutes or less. It's called Psalm Sleep, and it's only $10 on Amazon for four of them.
So Amy and I were talking about this a couple days ago, and I ordered it.
Really?
Yeah, it's a bunch of apparently vitamins, and I don't know if it works, but I'm going to try it out. I'll be able to let you guys know next week.
All right, so you haven't tried it yet.
Right.
But you're going to.
How did you know about it?
I found it because Hillary Duff and Jenna Dewan, used to be Jenna Dewan Tatum, like swear by it.
Yeah.
They think it's this awesome stuff, and it tastes really good too, so.
How do you know? Because they told
That's
you?
That's what they said. I believe them.
All right, so there you go. I will try it out next week. It's not a commercial. I'll try it out next week.
Bobby Bones. Yeah.
Lunchbox sent me a note yesterday. I said, hey, it's crazy. You apologized on the air. Remember I got a little feisty during the game a couple days ago?
Oh, yeah. For being competitive or something?
I'm too competitive.
Yeah, and he was just like, as the song's going on, he was like, oh, I got this. And he wouldn't even let us hear the clip. And he was just kind of over obnoxious. Yeah. And he said, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I came on. That's my new thing for 2018 and the rest of my life.
To say I'm sorry about things?
I'm really trying.
Wow.
I'm trying to be 1% better, man. And I said, I'm sorry. And so I won the game. I mean, listen, I dominated, right? There's a reason I don't play games.
Oh, you just, you sweeped them.
It was just like, it was nutty. But I do have a version of that game now. It's time to play the 1 second song
game. Yeah!
Without me, no, no. I'm your host, Roberto Huesos.
Hey, CCC.
Thank you. I'll play you the first 1 second from a song. All you have to do is name the song.
All right.
If you're in the car with someone, play against them. Ready?
Yeah. You want me to play this game?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, boy.
Write the answer down. Okay, that's the first second of a song. Amy, does that sound familiar to you? Just that first second. There it is.
I want to be like you were the other day.
Just out of control.
Yeah. Start singing it all the time.
It's just a tactic, you know? It's a style.
Oh, I like it. I like it.
You guys got to quit talking, though.
Yeah, sorry. I'm in, though.
All right. But Lunchbox, this is radio, though, so we can't do dead air.
Well,
like, I know you just want quiet, but that you can't do that. You can't.
People won't understand in their cars that we're playing a game. We
That's
need
not
to
how
concentrate.
It works. That's not how it works. Uh-huh. All right. Need your answers. Let's go to Lunchbox first. Lunchbox, this 1 second is the first second to... Go ahead.
Suntan, sunburn, sunset.
Not a song, but thank you. You're thinking of Sunrise.
Yeah, sunburn, that's the one, sunset. But I recognize this song.
Okay. Amy.
Get Along.
You're close.
So close.
Because Kenny Chesney is in the song, but you are incorrect. Eddie?
You want it?
Yeah.
Everything's gonna be.
Everything's gonna be. All right.
That's it. And it's the first part.
Yeah.
What's the name of the song?
Everything's gonna be all right.
Thank you.
She rattled ass in my plastic cup. Yeah.
It's a good song.
Number two, by the 1 second. Ready?
Oh.
That's the first 1 second of a song.
Oh.
Ooh, Amy's in quick today.
That was quick.
Come on. Eddie, where's your cockiness? Come on, bud.
I'm just trying to figure out what song
go.
It is. Got it. Had to think about that one for a little bit.
All right, let's go over to Lunchbox.
Oh, yeah!
Go ahead, buddy.
John Party, Head Over Boots.
Wow.
Woo! Eat it. Eat it.
Eat what?
Eddie?
Head Over Boots.
There you go.
Eat what?
Amy?
Heartache on the Dance
Floor. Oh! Oh! Woo! Eddie 2, Lunchbox 1,
yeah!
Amy 0.
Yeah, I'm in it.
Go ahead, Eddie.
I feel so good.
Proud.
I got one right.
Here we go. Last one. Ready, boys?
Oh,
come on.
The marbles. We're 3 points.
Three? No, it's not all the marbles. Three, two. It's the first 1 second of a song.
Yeah, I heard that one.
Here we go.
Lunchbox, I'm sorry, dude. I got it.
Hold on. Don't talk.
I got it.
Eddie, if you got it, you win. So what do you have, Eddie?
I have Fix a Drink.
Yeah, that's right. There he is. Here's the 1 second.
Eat that!
Yeah.
Well, I can't fix that. But I can fix a drink.
There he is. Nice work, buddy.
Come
on, Lunchbox.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
This 11-year-old girl in Pasadena, Texas, was out walking her dog while visiting some relatives, and someone tried to abduct her. But the dog bit the guy on the leg. Boom!
Wow.
Then he ran off. He wasn't able to take her, thank goodness, and there is surveillance video from the townhouse complex showing a clear shot of the suspect's license plate. He was in a 2001 green Ford Expedition, and they're hoping that they can find him and track him down, and they're so thankful that the dog reacted and bit him.
Yeah, let's give that dog a milk bone, huh? How about that? Good for that dog. Good story.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones!
Yeah.
A guy in Wisconsin found out that his coworker was his biological father. Did you guys see this story?
That's weird.
Yeah. So, dude's just chilling in Wisconsin, working. His adoptive mom noticed that he was friends with this other dude, who turned out to be his dad.
Wow.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, there's a truck driver in northwest Wisconsin named Nathan Booze. He was adopted as a baby. He never knew who his real parents were because he never asked. Not sure how old he is. He looks like he's in his mid-20s. His adoptive mom did know. She was scrolling through his Facebook page recently, saw a photo of him and a buddy.
Oh.
Turns out that was his biological father. Are you kidding me?
Wow.
That's crazy.
And none of them knew. Like, the dad didn't know, obviously, and the kid, well, gosh, that's crazy.
The dad's name is Bob DeGuerro. Nathan's known him for about 2 years. They work for a trucking company called Rock Solid Transport. And Bob was in the dark, too. He had no idea Nathan was his son. And the mom saw him on Facebook and... Tell me that's not the nuttiest story of the day.
That's so crazy.
What a great story. Now they're like, you know, working on a relationship.
Well, how cool that they were friends, so they had a lot in common. They liked each other. That's crazy, dude.
Amy, what happened to you?
So in line at a coffee shop, getting, you know, coffee, snacks for the kids, muffins, whatever. Long line. This place is so popular. And we finally get to the front to place our order. And a woman comes up to us asking if we can throw a muffin on our order because she doesn't have time to wait in line. And she'll pay us back.
Wait, what? That's random?
Yes. I mean, nothing like that has ever happened. And my husband just kind of looked at her and like, you know, we're trying to rattle off our order for us and our two kids and just kind of get out of the line. And then, oh, I mean, we didn't want to be rude. So then my husband's like, oh, can I add another muffin to our order? And we did it. And then we just kept trying to continue the Pimp and Joy. And she was trying to hand us like a couple dollars cash. And my husband was like, don't worry about it. It's fine. But the whole thing was just weird. And even people behind us in line saw it all happen. And then we felt like they were looking at us like weird. Like, oh, she basically just cut all of us. And y'all are nice enough to buy her stuff. And it was just weird.
What would you do, Lunchbox, if you're in line and someone comes up and goes, hey, would you just get the sandwich real quick for me? And you don't know them.
No. I'd say you pay for it and you can pay for my meal. That way you don't have to wait in line.
Oh, it's a trade.
Yeah, that's what you do. If you want to cut the line, you're paying for my meal and your meal. That saves you time. You're spending your money. I'm not spending my money on you.
See, I would do it. I would pay for it and just think, I wonder if I could help. Go, what if they're in a bad spot? What if they're really late on time?
Hold on.
Wait, go ahead.
But Bobby, the real question is, she was offering to pay for it. She could pay for it. Would you ever, because you didn't have time to wait in the long line, go up to someone ordering and ask them to just order for you?
No, because I'm on time everywhere. But here's what I'm going to say. I think this is a bit for Lunchbox, where he goes to where lines are and just takes them up to the front and go, hey, would you mind getting this for me? And see how many will pay for you.
Yes. Oh, cause, yeah, because I'm busy.
Yes.
I don't have time.
Like, hey, man, yeah. I'm in a rush. Would you get to grab this for me real quick? And just take it up. Isn't that funny?
See what they do.
And see how many out of five will actually pay for it.
Okay. And I'm not paying for it. They're paying for it.
They're up in line. And you're like, okay. And you go up to them and go, oh, hey, man, I'm really running late. Would you go and grab this yogurt, put it on your tab real quick, and then see how many people will do it?
Got it.
Okay?
That's easy.
We can do that like tomorrow, Monday?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. All right. That's good. Bobby Bones. If you're new to the show, Amy has a son and a daughter. She's 11. He's 8. They were adopted from an orphanage in Haiti. They've been in America about 8 months now.
Yep.
And it's been cool to actually see them grow as your son and daughter and grow as Americans and as kids. And
yeah, and it's cool to see their English get better and us to have real conversations and to be able to just learn more about each other. And, you know, we've been talking about some of their adoption, but our family and adding to our family and getting pregnant and having babies. And even though I've never been able to get pregnant, that's kind of what led to one of our conversations that went a little deep because she said to me, oh, basically like, well, my daughter, basically why we ended up having to adopt them. And then while I'm probably not get pregnant is because I'm being punished by God.
Your 11-year-old daughter said you were being punished by God.
Yes. That's why women who can't get pregnant, she was implying that they can't get pregnant, no babies, because they're being punished. And my husband and I both were like, whoa, where did you hear that? And she said, oh, yeah, I was told that. I mean, it's just, and I could see where in some parts of Haiti I actually have encountered thinking like that. But she then tells me that it was a group of white people that came that told her that. And I'm like, which oftentimes means it's a visiting mission group or church group or somebody that's down there. And somehow that was put into her little brain. And we're having to undo that because I don't want her to ever think that about me or about somebody else or ever say that to somebody else because it's just not true. And
how did you talk to her about it?
I mean, we were very direct but delicate and just kind of just trying to talk with her about it. We talked it out. Like, we weren't like, oh no, that's not wrong, you know, because I mean, it's obviously been in her head and she feels that it's right in order to feel like she can't share things with me and I'm going to immediately be like, that's wrong. But I was just like, let's talk through this. Like, I want you to know that that's not the case and that whoever told you that, it's not accurate. It's not true. So I don't want you to believe that. I don't want you to believe that about yourself. If something goes wrong, like, you're not being punished. I'm not being punished. Oof. And neither are others. Like, there's just sometimes women can't get pregnant and it's not because they've done something wrong.
That's heavy.
Yeah.
Are there any other things like that that they came to America with? Like, is the voodoo thing a thing?
Yeah, I mean, there's... Well, we had these little dolls that were made for them, and I had to remove them from the house because they were scared of them. I would find them, like, thrown and hidden in closets. And I was like, I kept putting the doll back on their bed. Like, why don't you like this cute doll? And then they're like, no. Like, that's a voodoo doll. I don't want it. So, I mean, there's been little things that come up like that. Because that's real down there. The practice is right. Real. And they've... Not at the orphanage by any means, but they know of it. It's other kids, they've been exposed to it. So, yeah, we have to be sensitive to certain things and then kind of reteaching some more open-mindedness things. Like, there's some stuff that's just been told to them that's just very, like, seems archaic and not, I don't know, just seems a little off. But we're just trying to show them other things, so it's fine.
Well, thanks for sharing that with us.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I hope anybody else listening, like, if you believe that, gosh, I just don't think that that's true. So I don't know who told it to my daughter, but I'm like, man, really wish they hadn't of. But it's okay. She gets it now, I think.
Good. No, good.
All right, there you go.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Rachel in Idaho, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you today?
Hey, I'm really good. Are you getting married?
Yes.
All right, listen to this. Okay, we got a wedding. Right. Okay. How long you been with this fella?
We're getting married on our 6-year anniversary. We've been together since freshman year in high school.
Okay, I like that. I'm down with that. Is he a good guy or no? Be honest.
He's a good guy.
Okay, and your question is what?
What are your favorite father-daughter dance songs?
Oh, I'm glad you asked, because I do have a list. We're talking the first time that your dad will dance with you, and for sure he's going to cry, huh?
He will. I probably won't.
Yeah.
But he hasn't picked our song yet.
Okay, well then I'd like to offer you a few suggestions. How about Sweet Pea by Amos Lee?
Sweet Pea.
Come on.
Apple of my eye. Don't know when and I don't know why.
You like this one, Amy?
Yeah, I like it. It's cute.
Because here's the thing. You don't want the song to be super, super slow because it starts to feel romantic. You want it to be a little slow and still kind of middle.
That's your dad.
Yeah.
Sweet Pea, what's all up?
So I would say that. Sweet Pea by Amos Lee. Also, I'd put in Leanne Womack, I Hope You Dance.
I hope you dance.
It gets a little slow, but there's a great message to this. I hope when one door opens, a window closes. No, one door closes, a window opens. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What do you think about those two so far?
I really like the second one.
Okay. Anything on your mind right now with this?
I actually really like the Stevie Wonder song.
Which one?
The baby cries in it. I cannot remember the name ever.
I just called to say I love you.
That can't be it for father daughter.
No.
Yeah. Okay,
isn't she lovely?
Oh.
Isn't
she lovely?
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one. Or, because you are his daughter, let me suggest Sweet Child of Mine from Guns N' Roses.
Sweet Child of Mine.
Good one, Bugs. What do you think about that?
That's the best one right there.
And he's looking down at you.
Sweet love of mine.
Yeah, it's funny, and it's not as, like, awkward and everybody has to stare at you. You're kind of having a good time and it's not a sad moment.
And he's like, do you want to get married?
That's a different song, I think.
It doesn't matter. Guns N' Roses, man. Come on. What do you think about Sweet Child of Mine, huh, Rachel?
I love that.
Yeah. And then you can do James Taylor. You know? I do. If your instinct is already to go with Stevie Wonder, like, that's a good one.
I actually found, like, an alternate version that's about a son talking about his mom, and I picked that for my fiancé to dance with his mom.
Oh, so you can't use that one.
No.
Well, I'm not big on alternate versions, though.
Alternate version, I know, I'm of just Stevie not... Wonder? What are you doing?
I'm not big on alternate versions of classics either, but is Stevie singing it?
No, he's not.
Not to rain on your wedding, but that's a terrible idea.
Oh,
you should take the Stevie version for yourself. And
I agree. Yeah. So here's what we're going to do as a group.
Oh, boy.
You should take Isn't She Lovely and you and your dad dance to it, and then let your fiance and his mom dance to Sweet Child of Mine.
Oh, sweet child of mine.
Yeah, but I'm not big on the alternate version. What do you think about that theory, Rachel? The alternate versions aren't cool.
Well, I mean, it kind of depends for me, because I'm really, I don't know, like, if you can hear a really old, oh, here's one, Africa by Toto, Quiet Drive is a cool rock version, and I love stuff like that, actually.
Okay, well, listen, my advice would be, go with the first instinct you have, because you ever heard the analogy about trying on wedding dresses? You're going to try on 100 wedding dresses, and they're all going to look good, and eventually you're going to be like, oh my God, they all look good, which one do I pick? And they're all great choices. And so just pick the one that you first go, I love it, and go with it. So there are some options for you if you do change your mind. I lean a little toward Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child of Mine. But I do love Isn't She Lovely. I do. That's a good one. I know he's going to dance to it. And then for you, maybe I hope you dance.
Yeah, that's a good one.
All right. Well, hey, thank you for the call. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you guys.
All right. Lunchbox, what's up?
She's going to ruin her wedding.
Oh, you think the whole wedding will be ruined by
it? It's not ruined by that.
Yeah, she's going alternate versions with random people. Like... Then why call for advice if you've got an alternate version? I mean,
she just wants some input. You know, you don't have to always take advice or input. I do love this Sweet Pea.
Sweet Pea, apple of my eye.
You guys don't like that one?
Cute. Oh, no, I like it. It's similar to what I dance to.
Yeah. What was yours?
Paul Simon, Father and Daughter.
Yeah, it's a good one too. Yeah. Well, thank you for listening this morning.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So the first time the word selfie was used online was in Australia in 2002 on a message board. A guy posted a photo of his lip after he cut it drinking at a friend's 21st birthday party.
Well, that's a fun fact. I bet that guy's like, I invented the word selfie and I made no money from it.
That's pretty cool, though.
It's a cultural thing.
Yeah.
Wow. And nothing. Huh. What else?
Okay, so until the 1960s, the most reliable pregnancy test was injecting a woman's pee into a frog.
Wait, what?
And then, listen, if she was pregnant, her hormones would cause a fungus to grow on the frog's back. And yeah, it's legit. It's called the amphibian pregnancy test.
Poor frog.
That was the real thing?
Well, yeah, and then now we have conveniency of just going to the store and peeing on a stick. But, women didn't used to have that.
Wow. Did that frog turn into a prince if you kiss it?
No, we got an allergy on his back.
Oh. All right, what else, Sam?
And then lastly, if you're trying to get pregnant, sleeping naked is good for you.
If you're a girl or a guy? Like a guy trying to get a girl
both
pregnant?
Both would be all right.
It's both people. It's both people. And I struggled with fertility stuff, could never get pregnant. And I always would look out for different tips that people would give me. And this is one I just came across, so I thought I'd share with people. It's actually just for better health in general. Sleeping naked is good for you because if you even get 3 to 4 degrees higher your body temperature while you're asleep, it can really affect hormones and things that are going on with your body. So they say to avoid kind of that spike in heat while you're sleeping, just go ahead and sleep naked so you stay cool.
I don't like that. One, I smush too much stuff. And then two, like, I don't want anyone seeing me when I, like, naked when I don't want to be seen naked.
Who's gonna see you?
If I'm with, like, a wife or something?
Oh.
Or a girlfriend? Like, I'm...
Wait.
That's when
if
I'm
you
at
have
my,
a wife, you're
that's
not
when I'm
gonna
at my least. You know what I mean?
No. It's fine around your wife and whoever.
I never had a wife, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah. Fine. Just why she's your wife.
Okay. Wow. I still smush too much stuff.
I get that. I understand that.
Amy, did it?
Yeah, that's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories. The Bobby Bones
Show. I'm going to wrap it up for today. Thank you so much for listening. On Instagram, I'm Mr. Bobby Bones. You can click and follow. Just want to say appreciate you guys being here. Lots of options for you. So the fact that you listen to us, we really appreciate that. And if you spend 10 minutes or 5 hours, we appreciate that. Listen to the show back on iHeartRadio or iTunes. Just search Bobby Bones Show. Thank you very much.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.